WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, bomb threats made against the Marlboro and Trenton school districts this morning were sent in one email. A message received by a Marlboro Memorial Middle School staff member stated bombs had been placed at four locations. Two were said to be in Marlboro, the Memorial Middle School, and the Board of Education office. A Marlboro Parents Day expressed herself.
I'm very concerned, and I don't understand what's going on with the school and why they're getting these threats.
The other locations were the Trenton School District Administrative Offices and Riverview Plaza along Route 29. All threatened buildings were searched and cleared. A boil water advisory is in effect for all of Highland, plus properties located north of Shrewsbury Way and Seabright, and east of the intersection of Washington Lane and Hartshorne Road in Middletown Township. Residents are asked to bring tap water to a rolling boil for 1 minute and allow it to cool before using. Any home filtration systems you may be using are insufficient during this time, and do not swallow any water while taking a shower. A Clifton man is facing felony charges for allegedly luring children for sex acts using a mobile message app. Sarah Lee Kessler with more.
41-year-old Brian Stewart is charged with attempted aggravated sex assault and attempted endangering the welfare of a child, on top of luring counts. Morris County Prosecutor Robert Carroll says Stewart, who used the name Brian Being Brian, engaged in sexual communication with two kids on Kick Messenger last month, making plans to meet them for sex in Boonton Township. The investigation continues.
And at least one person in New Jersey has fallen ill with salmonella poisoning amid a basil recall impacting Trader Joe's stores in 29 states, according to the FDA. Anyone who bought Infinite Herbs brand organic basil from a Trader Joe's store in New Jersey should throw it away immediately. It was sold in 2.5-ounce clamshell packaging. It's been removed from shelves. Investigators are working to find the source of that contamination. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. When will sunny skies prevail? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.